A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, we'll get to the show in a minute. Just wanted to give you a heads up on Red Men Plus, our subscription service. It's like Netflix for Reds. If you sign up there, you'll get even more Liverpool content, bonus features, documentaries, interviews, and tons more available both in video and podcast form. So yeah, redmenplus.com. Check it out. I hope you enjoy this show.
Hello everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV on what I believe is a Thursday. Yeah, either way, it is the morning after Liverpool confirmed the signing of Cody Gakpo from PSV Eindhoven, bringing to an end one of the most protracted transfer sagas in the history of football. Yeah, we went from 9:30 p.m. on Monday and now it's Thursday and we're thirsty for more. Yes. So the deal, it is confirmed via The Athletic, will cost Liverpool £37 million, potentially rising to £44 million in add-ons, with his 5.5-year contract running until the summer of 2028. That's The Athletic via Anfield Watch. So now we know that for sure. We'd obviously had a strong inkling that that was the case for a little while. But we're going to get through a couple of the bits and pieces and the facts and whatever and some of the interview lines and interesting things now that we know that Gakpo is officially a Red. I want to know reactions from you guys at home, whether you're watching this live right now, and you can use the live show chat here on YouTube or after the fact. Please feel free to tweet us at the Red Men TV or just use the comments box on YouTube. But yeah, how are you feeling when you saw those photos? So earlier on in the day or in the evening, there was starting to be couple of sort of sneaky teaser images that were purportedly from a mate of Gakpo's or whatever, and then obviously that kind of led us all to believe it was going to happen sooner rather than later. And then what I particularly liked, I liked the use of the Christmas tree, so we can see Cody Gakpo not only revealed that he was going to be wearing the number 18 shirt, but they did it in front of the Christmas tree. They had the little announcement video where he was texting. Was he texting? Was he actually sending a text message or was he WhatsApping? Can someone confirm that for me? Because if he was texting, it was defo fake because nobody under the age of 35 sends text messages. With Virgil van Dijk, where they have to find a Christmas tree. Obviously, very much aping the announcement photo of Virgil van Dijk all those years ago when he was at home with a Liverpool shirt and the Christmas tree himself. So yeah, lovely little continuation of the of what, well, let's just call it a Dutch Liverpool transfer Christmas tradition. Yeah, from now on, that's absolutely fine. So he was asked a few questions. He was interviewed by the official Liverpool website. I'll give you a few quotes from that. They asked, when the news broke on Monday, how crazy did your phone go? It's really crazy. I think everyone I know texted me, so my phone was really, really hot at the time. But I'm really thankful that everyone had some nice words to say, so that's great. Why is Liverpool the right club for you? I think this is a great club for me to come in and try and show what I can do and try and help the team to achieve more beautiful moments than they already did in the past years. I think for me personally, it's also good to develop here, and there's a lot of great players here who I can learn a lot of things from. Yeah, very, very encouraging stuff. We'll get a couple more quotes and what have you in a moment. But really, really, you know, just amazing piece of transfer business from Liverpool, isn't it? No messing around, deciding that they had a target and making that target theirs. And we've seen this time and time again over the last 5, 6, 7 years in the transfer market at Liverpool. okay, look, there are always going to be criticisms of how Liverpool operate in the transfer market, yes, but when they get a deal done, they don't have to just get a deal done. And I know people might look at like someone like Jude Bellingham as being quite a protracted thing, and we'll have to see what happens with that. I'm sure there'll be plenty more discussion of with that in the coming days, weeks, and potentially months. But this era of Liverpool is the best at transfer done. Transfer rumoured, transfer signed, transfer completed. Here's a photo of him, now a Liverpool player. And Gap was just the latest in the long line of that. And a lot of that goes back to the Virgil van Dijk transfer, which very nearly got scuppered because Liverpool couldn't keep a lid on things, and they've gotten infinitely better at it since then. Now, obviously, the bigger the transfer, the bigger the name player, the more people involved, and the more people in the process, and therefore the more people who can leak it, and therefore the more bits and pieces that kind of get out that spoils the fun a little bit and puts pressure on the transfer. But for someone like this, you know, particularly who was very, very strongly linked to Manchester United, you know, to the fact that I'm sure you've all seen it, a number of Manchester United accounts tweeting about, oh yeah, he's coming, how great he's going to be, and our boy Gakpo, and blah, 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 blah. Craig Tebbs with the super chat says, great singing. Thanks, mate. It's been a good Christmas. Big Verge playing his part. Just need to add Bellingham now if Enzo goes to Chelsea. What an announcement for Gakpo, though. Yeah, absolutely. And Steve Trevor saying there, if Paul Joyce says anything, it is confirmed done. Yeah, he does a very, very good job, doesn't he? Paul Joyce of being the man, the go man, when you know that things are like that. He is a economy of motion, economy of words kind of journalist. And also the problem with him is he's not verified on Twitter, so inevitably every time I see a tweet that says him saying something, I have to go on to his account to make sure that it's actually him, because I can never remember if it's like Paul Joyce _, or is it _ Paul Joyce, or is it Paul _Joyce? Is there another letter in there? Paul Joyce absolutely setting our Boxing Day evenings aflame. What were your thoughts? What were your reactions? What were you guys doing at the time? I was very much winding down at my dad's. Me and the kids and my sister and my wife, we're all sat around just playing like a random card game, and again it just started to filter through, and it went from, oh dad, have you seen it? Looks like Gakpo could be happening, to PSV have tweeted saying that that they've sold him. Very, very good indeed. Cameron and Tilly are saying Paul Joyce is better than Fabrizio Romano. Yeah, interesting. Michael McGuinness actually puts a bit of a point here. Paul, I'm shocked Gakpo got 18 instead of 10, but I'm not fussed. So shocked, but not fussed. Sad. It is interesting. You know, obviously the number 10 is there. I've seen people saying, does that mean it's lined up for someone else? I don't know whether there's a degree to which maybe he doesn't want it. Does anyone know whether he's got an affinity with the number 18? I've got genuinely no idea on that, but we do have there's some interesting players who've worn the 18 shirt down the years. Obviously, there's a Dutch connection there. Dirk Kuyt wore it in the mid-2000s. Michael Owen wore it as his first major squad number at Liverpool. That's right before he took the number 10. Taki Minamino most recently wore it. Ronnie Rosenthal wore it at the start of the Premier League era. Alberto Moreno wore it as well. Jean-Michel Ferry, famously the mole himself. So I put a poll out actually asking people who their favourite player to wear it was. And I'm a little upset at how few people voted for Jean-Michel Ferry. I'll get the poll up and I'll see, because I do want to know from you guys as well, who is your favourite number 18 at Liverpool. There's some pretty obvious and strong contenders in that, and obviously because it was Twitter, I could only put 4 on the poll. Let me just find the tweet for you guys, and I'll make sure we've got the accurate and up-to-date poll on that. So yeah, favourite player to wear the 18 for Liverpool, Dirk Kuyt, John Anarisa, there we go, that was the other one, Michael Owen, Jean-Michel Ferry. I'm voting for Jean-Michel Ferry one more time, meaning he has just 4% of the vote. Dirk Kuyt absolutely crushing it on 64.1%. John Anarisa on 15.6%. Michael Owen on 16.3%. Wow. The fact that Michael Owen's getting more than John Anarisa is incredible. And Jean-Michel Ferry, I'm a little disappointed at how few people actually got the joke, because the obvious one there was to vote for Jean-Michel Ferry, but he's become such a niche legend that I don't think enough people are aware. Maybe we need to do some sort of feature on Jean-Michel Ferry. I, I'd be up for that. So yeah, number 18 for Cody Gakpo. And yeah, he's done his interviews and all that good stuff as well. We've got a few more bits and pieces. So yeah, via The Athletic, apparently Jürgen Klopp and his staff are said to be grateful to the owners and Julian Ward for acting decisively with Cody Gakpo. And then there's a few comments here around when he will be available. So this is from the Anfield Watch again, and it says it'll be touch and go if he can make his debut away to Brentford on Monday, January the 2nd, because his application for a UK work permit will not be submitted until the Premier League transfer window officially opens on New Year's Day. And they go on to say another complication is that the Dutch transfer window does not start until Tuesday, so Gakpo might need special dispensation to play against Brentford, as per The Athletic. So yeah, very interesting stuff. What we will do, actually, I'm just going to get the Liverpool fixtures up, because we can have a little look at what is January could look like while we're doing just that. Do keep your thoughts and comments coming in while we're doing all this. I'll read through some of the best ones in a minute. So yeah, as we've seen already, Leicester, we know Liverpool play tomorrow night, which is before the window opens, so there's zero chance of him being involved with that. It'd be interesting to know whether he's actually allowed to train, because he's not officially signed. So I wonder whether he's gone to the X, he's done all his medicals, he's done all his unveiling photos, and then he'll probably go and, I guess, grab his stuff, fly back home, box up his things and get back over and maybe get settled in some temporary accommodation or whatever in the coming days. As mentioned there, Monday the 2nd of January is Brentford. That was the first one sort of being floated, but it looks like most realistically will be the Liverpool Wolves FA Cup game on Saturday the 7th of January. Obviously then we're into Brighton away, and then the Chelsea game on the 21st. Just one to mark your calendars. Liverpool versus Manchester United is on the 4th of March. Liverpool are, of course, gazumped United for the signing of Cody Gakpo. He will be getting a hostile reception from the travelling Mancunians on that one, and wouldn't it be genuinely delicious if he was able to stick the ball in the back of the net and celebrate wholeheartedly, because I know we would be. So yeah, that is pretty interesting when you think about it. Okay, let me just get a couple more. Let's see, I've got a couple more quotes for you guys before we wrap things up, and obviously I'll get to the comments as well. Oh yeah, That's a really interesting quote, actually, from Gakpo. He says, "I try to be a player who goes forward and tries to make dangerous situations for the opponents and create chances, make dribbles and give assists and goals. I hope I can bring that also to the team. What I said, I have to do my best, and hopefully we can get a lot of beautiful moments." He's a big fan of beautiful moments, is Cody Gakpo, and I am too. The thing that I'm really impressed by the way, and I think what's interesting, I think we'll be telling in Liverpool's coming, the rest of Liverpool's transfers in the next, maybe this window, definitely moving into the summer. Klopp used the word power a lot, and you'll have to excuse me, because it's been a very hectic Christmas period. It was either post-match Man City or in and around the Villa game. I think it might have been post-match, but he talked about like power, and he talked about like not having a lot of power on, you know, and substituting power and missing out on certain players. Cody Gakpo is power. He's 6'4". He's fast. He's direct. He's got an eye for goal. Darwin Nunez is power. Jude Bellingham is power. Virgil van Dijk, power. Konate, power. And you start to look at like what our transfer policy is. And look, you'd say like someone like Luis Diaz is obviously quite wiry, but he's a very aggressive footballer. Darwin is a very aggressive footballer. And the big concern, and I know Paul Tompkins has done lots of stuff about this, and it's been one of my concerns about Liverpool, is we were creeping towards being a really small technical side, and small technical sides in the Premier League don't tend to be very successful. You need, I've said this often, and this is why, I by the way, just as a total tangent, why I think Messi's the best player of all time, or certainly better than Ronaldo, is because to be able to achieve what he's achieved in that frame is astounding, because, you know, football's becoming the land of giants again. We went from a bunch of big grocks in the 70s and 80s, you know, like Ron Yates come in, Colossus walk around him, you know, but you didn't have to be super technically gifted. What happened is we had a movement towards us, Arsene Wenger pioneering a lot of this, Barcelona, tiki-taka, etc., etc. And now what you're getting is from Klopp and Pep Guardiola in Germany, and then moving over to the Premier League is you're getting that technical gifted stuff, but you're putting it in six footers. And if you can put all the technical and pace into six footers, then you're going to beat more often than not people in smaller, slower bodies. You know, it's just the kind of way it is. And that's really important, I think, for Liverpool. And the midfield situation is we're very much crying out for some more aggression in the middle of the park, and it'd be interesting to see whether that's something that gets added. But that's what I like about Gakpo, 6'4", 6'4". And you know,
planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Maybe that's too big to be a wide man. I don't know. Maybe this is going to be part and parcel of what Liverpool do in the coming years. Maybe we're going to start to play him. Maybe we will groom him to play centrally. Or maybe what you'll find is between him and Nunes, you've got guys who can play central and can play wide. And then you've got a lot more of a fluid attack. But at any given point, someone can whip a cross in, bang. You know, and it's a bit of a simplification. It's all about just, you know, you're tall, therefore you score headers. But again, just being a bit more of a physical presence is not going to make Liverpool easier to beat, and it's certainly going to make it easier for us to win games of footy. So yeah, very, very, very encouraging stuff, to say the very least indeed. Let me get through a couple of comments. Michael McGinnis saying, Paul, the 4th of March is the day after my 26th birthday, so that would be a great win. Paul Smith, unpopular opinion incoming, Bellingham is not coming to us. Unfortunately, he's probably going to Madrid or City. I disagree. I think he will play for us, to be honest. But yeah, a lot of people are backing up the Dirk Kuyt shout. Dirk Kuyt shout, oh my God, the Dirk Kuyt shout. Fucking hell. Sorry, Dirk, I love you, I genuinely do. Yeah, some love for Minamino. Yeah, brilliant. Right, number 10 being reserved for Jude Bellingham. I hope that, I don't know what else is going to happen with Naby Keita, but I'm happy for the eight to be reserved for Jude, if I'm being perfectly honest. That would be absolutely splendid if we could do that. fucking hell, I'm not sure I can recover from that. Right, sad. Youngish prank, thoughts on Mudrik rumoured to Arsenal. Well, yeah, Arsenal needs attacking players. Let them have them. I think that's us kind of done. I'm genuinely shocked that Liverpool have done this deal. Really, really, truly am. Because it was a week or so ago and we were going, well, look, we've got like Firmino, Salah and Nunes as our fit senior attacking options, and we need to reboot our season. There's a lot of games incoming. No, we'll have Jota and Diaz back till probably March, and certainly fully fit in the case of Jota. That's a real worry, real worry. And then, of course, Firmino gets injured immediately after that. So Liverpool aren't messing around. They've decided, I think they put the money into the attack in the summer, or last January and the summer. I don't think the aim was to add another one. But they've realised and they've looked at it and gone, well, look, if the club's up for sale, they need to maintain the club value, and Liverpool need to be competitive and need to get into the Champions League. They need to, you know, keep the project going. They need to keep Jürgen Klopp happy because he's part and parcel of all those things. So don't... And we've often been accused of not capitalising on a situation. Well, this is great because we were real in danger, Jesus wept. I've fallen off a cliff if we didn't get things sorted. So I'm so pleased they just got on boxes. I don't know if Gakpo's good enough to be a regular first-team player. He's young enough that he can be moulded, certainly. His underlying numbers, in a very, very top-line sense in the Eredivisie, are very, very encouraging so far. He could be a flop, he could be a hit, he could be somewhere in between. He could just be a player. But Liverpool just need players at the moment who fit the profile, who come in and do a job in the short term and hopefully medium and long term get even better for us. So yeah, really decisive work on the transfer market, very encouraging. Hopefully there's another one to come in midfield. Let's see, Gibson Fender with the 449 super chat says, what are the chances of Bellingham signing for us and not Real or City on a scale of 1 to 10, and why? Honestly, mate, I don't know. And look, me saying it's going to happen or not going to happen has zero impact on it happening one way or the other, to be perfectly honest. I just have a good feeling about it, and I know there'll be lots of people going, well, I've got a bad feeling about it. It's a glass half full, glass half empty mentality, which I've been waiting to use this analogy since last night. I've been reading the Christmasaurus with my daughter, and there's an analogy with his son, and the dad says, look at this cup, what is it? And the son says it's half empty because he's feeling a bit down about things, and the dad says, well, I see it as half full. And ultimately, it's exactly the same thing, it's just that one way of looking at it means one of us is happy and the other one isn't. So, look, you know, we can choose to think it's not going to happen and be worried about it. If it doesn't happen, it won't happen. Liverpool will go on. Eventually they'll sign some other players to be our absolute hero, because that's always what happens. The club has never hinged particularly on an individual transfer, particularly one that never happened. It hinges on the ones that do happen, because they're the lads that pull on the shirt, you know, they're the lads who go out there and play for us and make the goals and score the goals and give us the highlight moments. The ones who don't, well, who's asked? You know what I mean? They'll go on and have their paths were never meant to truly cross with ours. So I feel reasonably confident, because I think all the noise around it speaks to he kind of wants to play for Liverpool. I think he wants to play for Klopp. I think his family want him to play for us. Will he be able to get off the line? I don't know. Does this signing have an impact on it? I don't think it does. I think Liverpool have got the dough to go on spend, unless someone comes and does something stupid. And if someone comes and does something stupid, if someone comes and throws 200 million at Borussia Dortmund and offers him a half a million a week and he takes that, que sera, I guess. But I just genuinely feel like it's likely. And the same reason I thought Gakpo was likely, I talked about him on my channel the other day. That was the one I chose to talk about, Mason Mount, Gakpo, and Fabio Carvalho. As it turns out, I won 225 quid on Gakpo to Liverpool because I had a rumour the day before and thought, and I was half pissed, and thought, go on, I'll have a little punt on that, because I thought it felt like there was a bit of substance to it. There's not, the odds on Bellingham aren't really worth doing that at this point, but I feel reasonably confident. Eaton Strawn says, does this signing mean Bobby leaves, and is he really a forward or more of a 10? Actually, really interesting. I'm going to play this out in a second on a clip from our expert insight that gives a bit more insight into Gakpo and what have you. But there's also rumours that Bobby's going to sign a new contract, and I think Liverpool should. I would let Roberto Firmino retire at Liverpool. It was up to me, because he's never going to get slower. He will become less readily available, but as long as you're buying other players and you're strong and can play games, Bobby Firmino is magic. And I'd rather have 15 games a season of Roberto Firmino magic than none. But I would look at it and say that when everyone's fit, Salah, Nunes, Diaz, Gakpo, Jota feels like a good selection of forwards. You throw Carvalho into the mix. That's one to watch. My immediate reaction when I saw the transfer was, that's probably saying Firmino is going to go, and you're just future-proofing yourself from not having to replace him next summer, and you're giving yourself an extra body when you really need it now. But yeah, interesting stuff indeed. Right, yes, I mentioned we've done a couple of amazing expert insights. So if you want to know what is going on with basically Cody Gakpo, who is he, what does he do, how is he going to fit in at Liverpool, Then make sure you come to, I'd love it to be on the front page of the website. There are a bunch of great Cody Gakpo shows and what have you that are available on those. So we did the lads did a Red Men React show on Tuesday about it, and the two expert insights on there as well. So videos and podcasts. I'm going to be talking to Neil Jones at 11 o'clock. That's 45 minutes away. Christ. come over to redmenplus.com, sign up. Look, I'll be honest, it's £5 a month, and I think it's incredible value for money. You're going to get videos, you're going to get podcasts, you're going to get extra Red Men TV shows, you get documentaries, you get features, you get interviews with Liverpool legends, past and present. We've got two Boss new series. At the moment, we have got My Liverpool Debut, which is a mini documentary series looking at lads who, you know, made their debut for Liverpool and what that was like, from a variety of, on the full spectrum of absolute nailed on club legends to guys who only played, you know, 10 or 20 appearances. We've also got Liverpool Dream Teams, Jay Spearing, get well soon, by the way, Jay. Yeah, he picked his Liverpool dream team. We've had a bunch of them. We've got a bunch of another ones coming up. We've got Mark Wright, former Liverpool centre half. Going to put goalkeeper coach John Achterberg coming up in that as well. But the two expert insights, get knowledgeable about Cody Gakpo and then come and join me for Journo Insight over in there. Yeah, I'll play it out on the clip. Have a boss day, and I hope to see you in 45 minutes over on redmenplus.com for Journo Insight with Neil Jones. All the best.
I want to move on to his role now and how you sort of see him fitting in at Liverpool. You spoke about him, well, not being a striker, really. He said he wasn't ready to play as a striker. Now, like I said earlier, a lot of people are saying that Firmino might move on at the end of the season. That could be his role, sort of in the middle of a three. But you said that he's much better when he's running into the box rather than staying inside the box. So just talk us through what you mean by that and what you've seen that makes you think that.
Yes. So this, and the good thing about like talking about the strike, about the striker conversation, is that we've already, after like in the last few minutes, we've already talked about the things that are missing in his game for him to be a striker. He'd need to develop like the main reason I don't see him as a striker is that he's a player who thinks about the ball rather than space. So he prefers to get the ball to feet instead of making the run. And to be a striker, he needs to make the run more frequently. He needs, again, to be more consistent about his off-ball game. If he can improve that, if he can maybe bulk up a bit and have a bit more physical presence, or to be more precise, have a physical presence that matches his height, and if he can use that, and when he improves that physical presence, he also improves like his game when he's back to goal, then we could be talking about Cody Gakpo being more of a striker. But I see that as kind of a long-term thing that will happen, that if it happens, it will happen over several years. I think a good example of it is Memphis Depay, who started at Manchester United as more of a winger type. Mm-hmm. Then over 3-4 years, he ended up at Lyon playing more as a striker. He bulked up, he got better at riding contact from defenders, and he started being really good with his back to goal. That's an evolution that I could see Gakpo going through, but yes, it's more of a 2-3 year kind of thing. That's something that will happen overnight. Right now, he just doesn't have that. Like right now, the Cody Gakpo package doesn't include that at the moment.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.